shopping Maine this holiday season. Whether you've lived in Maine for 90 years or 90 hours, you can't help but notice the original and beautiful products made in every corner of the state. Maine is known for, famous for, high-quality, creative, authentic craftsmanship, and of course, food too. Our 8th annual Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide celebrates all of this. I'm Jennifer Rooks. That's right. For the 8th year straight, we invite you to share some of your favorite Maine-made gift ideas, whether they are something tangible, such as pottery or preserves, or an experience, maybe a tour or event. Reach out to us by phone, email, Twitter, or Facebook to share your Made in Maine gift ideas, or simply put out a request. Maine Calling is next, but first, this news. From the Maine Public Radio studios, I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. All across the state of Maine, you can find people who make amazing things. With the holidays fast approaching, it is time for our annual Made in Maine gift guide. My guest today, Mary Alice Scott, Executive Director of Portland Buy Local, Sarah Stebbins, Editor of Maine Homes by Down East, and Mary Poles, Editor of Maine Women Magazine. As always, we want to hear from you. Where do you like to shop for that special gift for someone special? As always, we are going to be compiling a list of all the places and items recommended on today's show. So if you are on Facebook, please post a comment with the link to the place you'd like others to know about. You can also email us gift ideas and suggestions to talk@mainepublic.org. And of course, you can tweet or give us a call at 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. Also, if you're looking for something, if you're on the hunt, go ahead and call in because, you know, this is going to be the show where someone might have an answer for you. So anyway, welcome to all three of you and thank you all for being here today. Mary Alice, I want to start with you. Of the three guests on the program today, you haven't really come up with a list, but you are tuned in with the entire greater Portland area and so many of the small businesses. What kind of year has it been for small businesses in Maine, and how important is the holiday season? Two big questions.
Yeah, well, first of all, we do actually have a list. It's at portlandgiftguide.com.
Oh, great. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we launched a website for it this year.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It was a lot of fun. For local businesses, it's been a kind of an interesting year where we've seen the continuation of the growth of kind of giant corporations, and the corporate consolidation has kind of a negative effect on local businesses. It really trickles down and impacts small businesses from Portland to more rural areas of the state. It's a challenge for them all.
Are you seeing some kinds of small businesses thrive despite the business climate and then others especially vulnerable?
Yeah, it's actually really interesting. So one of the like positive, happy stories of the last 5 years is the flourishing of independent bookstores. For a while, it felt like local independent bookstores were kind of going under because Amazon was just crushing them. They were undercutting them on price and people were, not going to their bookstores. And then a movement, the Buy Local movement being part of it, really came on force, and people realize that local independent bookstores are not just a place to buy books, but they are a community hub and they're a vital part of small towns across the country. And so local stores that have an aspect of community are really seeing actually some growth. And places, one place that is actually a community hub, but that has been challenged is hardware stores. There's actually just a great article in the New York Times a couple days ago about the life and death of the local hardware store. We're really lucky in this area to have a number of still local independent hardware stores, but those are really struggling at the moment.
All right. Well, let's talk about the lists. We'll start with you, Sarah. How early does Down East start compiling its list? What are the criteria? How is it done?
At Down East, we celebrate the holidays in the summer. We started in July compiling our lists, we had two gift guides this year, one in Down East Magazine, which covers gifts like leisure activity type gifts, kitchen goods, gifts for kids, and clothing and gear. And then in Maine Homes by Down East Magazine, we focused on home items that are really beautiful. And we organize them very simply by gifts for women, gifts for men, and gifts for kids.
Okay. Do you have criteria? Is something have to be, for example, made in Maine? Does it have to be new this year? I mean, what are you looking for?
At Down East, all the gifts are made in Maine by pretty much small batch companies. And then in Maine homes, the focus is on really beautiful gifts that are made in Maine or sold in Maine. So maybe you could get it on Amazon, but it'd be way cooler to order it from a Maine shop.
Okay, Mary, I understand this is the first year Maine Women's Magazine has done a list. How did you decide to do a list, and how did you do it?
Oh, I think that the magazine has done lists in the past, but this is my first time because this is my first year on the job. And we decided to make our December issue the giving issue. I think for Down East, that's November, right? So
yes.
You beat us out of the gate.
Damn it.
We made the whole issue giving, and we have a list in there. We actually have two lists. We have a Made in Maine one, because, you know, from my source days at the Portland Press Herald, I'm very attached to local makers, and I wanted to highlight them. And then we also have a millennial gift guide, just because I'm very aware of the fact that I am not a millennial, and, you know, I want their mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers to know what to buy them. And
so how are they different? What is something that might be on a millennial gift guide but not the other gift guide?
There's some interesting things on that list. There are the Wicked Good Slippers from Beans, which I was surprised by, the millennial who contributed this list. There were colored pencils, and, you know, as I scrambled to pull these things together for our cover shoot, I basically wandered Portland. I went up and down Exchange Street. I went to Sherman's to get some colored pencil sets, and I was like, okay, this has always been my fantasy, but I did not know that a 28-year-old would really like some colored pencils. And there's also a lot of things like streaming services and gift certificates that they are, you know, maybe they're working three jobs and they don't have the money for a massage and they would really like to go to, you know, a local spa. So there's that kind of stuff. And then on the Made in Maine list, you know, again, I did a lot of wandering. I'm wearing this hat, which nobody can see in their
cars.
Though
if you go on Instagram, you'll be able to see it.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a red hat with a very large red pom-pom. That says MWM on it, and it was knit for me by Liz Polkinghorne, who started this great company called Bespoke Hats. And I think I have the feeling it's in the Down East list too, because I think we have some crossover, or maybe you guys did it last year. Anyway, she makes these hats with words on them, and the first ones I saw, it was actually an expletive referring to feces, which I promptly bought and wore a lot, but is doesn't make me a very popular hockey mom. But she also does fake news, and she has a website. And I originally found her in Jill McGowan, and Jill McGowan is also on our gift list because it's, you know, beautiful Made in Maine clothing. So is South Street Linen. I'll stop and give someone else the mic.
Mary Alice, your list. How does it? How does the brand new Portland Buy Local list? I mean, I'm sure that could be touchy.
Yeah. So we are a membership based organization, and so it's a way for us to promote a lot of our members. And we are not retail focused at all, despite our name. We have a lot of members who do stuff other than retail. But for those who do sell things, it's a really nice way to promote the local independent shops. So yeah, we divide it up into eight different categories. We've seen a lot this year on like home and decor. Seem to be a really popular item. I think maybe it's just the seasonality of it that we're kind of getting into winter. We've talked about before, and I
the
think
Heggie,
Hygge,
yeah, that's how you pronounce
totally,
it. Right.
Totally, yeah. So candles and blankets and that kind of like chunky, cozy feeling is definitely a popular one this year. But we select items that are made in Maine and then also things that are from local independent shops. That's one of our things that we promote all the time is that shopping at a local independent store brings 3.5 times as much to the local economy as shopping in a chain. So even if it's the same item, there's more return to the local economy.
Okay, and I'm going to pause here to emphasize that pretty soon we're going to go to calls from the public and Facebook posts and emails, and we're hoping that you will suggest your favorite Made in Maine gift. for our Made in Maine gift guide, which our producer, Jonathan Smith, works very hard on after this program and puts online in about a week. On the line with us now, Alex Steed. He is co-founder of Knack Factory and was the inspiration for the first Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide 8 years ago. Alex, thanks for calling in. I understand you're at an airport.
I'm at Logan, which is not the quietest place, so thank you for bearing with me.
All right. Well, tell us about this year's Gift Guide Maine that you've put together.
Well, the gift guide this year, we've loved doing this for the past 8 years, and this year we've done it fortunately with support from Archipelago, which is a arts and a maker retailer in Rockland, and with Maine Made as well, which represents 500 different makers. They and a number of other sponsors got together with us and decided that we wanted to keep this thing going. We think that as many Maine gift guides as there are, which are represented by the people in the studio there and represented by what we do, that's great for the overall economy because we want people to buy stuff from Maine. So however they find it, we're psyched about it.
All right. One or two things you'd like to highlight?
Yeah. So musicians, people should buy music, and if they should buy digital streams and they should buy records. And if they don't, they should buy, t-shirts and other swag for musicians because that's what keeps them going. So we have musicians on our list this year. A single called It's Cool, which is a 7-inch vinyl single from Lula Wilds, and they're a main band. And then the other is, I love the ceramic line from CM Ceramics, and they have a ceramic flask, which is absolutely beautiful. And, if you can make a flask beautiful, they're doing it.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks so much for calling in from Logan. Alex Steed, co-founder of Knack Factory. Okay, I'm going to ask each of you, Mary, you've already mentioned something. I'll ask you, Sarah, is there something that stands out to you this year or you just thought was so fun to find?
Well, there are so many, but... One I particularly love, and if anybody's listening and wants to buy me a gift, I would love these dishes and that Chloe Mae Brown makes. She's a local artisan here in Portland, and she makes these wonderfully irregular bowls and mugs and plates, and they have really whimsical blue, it's like a blue and white pattern, and they're available on her website and also from Moore & Co., a great little shop in Yarmouth that is also a cafe.
All right. What about you, Mary Alice? What was sort of a delight or a surprise that you didn't know about before this year?
I'm notorious for having just like an unbelievable sweet tooth. And so on the West End, this woman, Catherine, just opened Chocolat Passion, and I'm pronouncing it that way because she is French, and I'm...
I've met her. I've had her chocolates. Yes.
Incredible.
And
yeah.
We're featuring her chocolates in upcoming Maine Homes.
Clearly, I am not alone in this one, but her chocolates are so beautiful and decadent. If you walk into her shop, she, like, very often will just offer, like, a sample. She's so just calm and tranquil, and will chat with you as she's tempering and making the chocolates, and they all have, like, they look like little galaxies on top, and it's just really, really beautiful, like, spectacular, tie-dye colored, and amazing flavors like passion fruit, vanilla, and lime, and, of course, the classic caramel, but so that's very top of my list.
All right, Mary, somebody else you want to mention?
I will tell you about the strangest item that I included on our gift list because it's strange how I found it. I go to a cobbler in Westbrook, Paul's. I don't know if anybody else does. There's not a lot of cobblers around anymore, and he's great. And he had these hoes there, a hose that you use
in
the garden.
As in garden hose.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, what's up with the hose? Why do you have these here? And he's this guy. He went to the College of the Atlantic. He's super smart. I always talk to him for like 15 minutes when I'm getting my shoes picked up. But his wife makes them, and they are all made in Maine, including, the hoe, the actual metal that's going into the ground. And they're very narrow, and she created this design because her father was aging and needed something light that he could still work in the garden with. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so that's in our guide, and we've got Miss Maine holding it just to make things really random and fun.
Well, if you've got a sweet tooth, Mary Alice, Molly on Facebook says, a great gift for the ice cream lover in your life, a Morton's Moo cooler bag with two fill-your-own pints and a bumper sticker for $24.95. And that's in Ellsworth, Morton's Moo homemade ice cream. So there we go.
Yum. I'll take it. Do you ship?
That's tricky, isn't it? We'll go to Terrell. Let's see here. What am I pushing wrong? Terrell, who's calling from Dresden. Hi, Terrell. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Go ahead. Tell us your gift idea.
Well, we have a bunch of gift ideas. Our main thing that we've put together, my husband and I, we run Tandem Glass Gallery in Dresden, and we've
so beautiful.
Thank you. We've created this antidote to the shopping frenzy that goes on by hosting a live event with 18 other artists in our own barn. So I'm lucky enough to do my shopping kind of right, you know, next to my own studio. And we've got some of my favorite people here, Purple Bean Bindery and Karalka Steel, who does wooden spoons, and as well as our own work for sale. And we're donating 10% of our sales to the Maine Crafts Association. And we have beer sponsors, who are Side by Each Brewery and Sassanoa. And we'll have live music. And we're serving food, and we are doing live glassblowing demonstrations. So
when is this, Terrell?
There are two dates, and it's kind of a short, sweet event. It's December 7th and December 14th, and all the information about all the artists is on our webpage, Tandem Glass, the events page. Just straight Tandem Glass. And we're really blessed to have some amazing artists with us, and we're raising money for the amazing programs at Maine Craft Association. So your money just goes right back into the stream and helps other craft artists jumpstart their careers.
They make the most beautiful mortar and pestle, a glass mortar and pestle.
That's my husband, Charlie.
Yes, I wrote about him a number of years ago, and I still think about that mortar and pestle and how much I want one.
Yeah, well, he designed that mortar and pestle specifically for Griffin Ridge Spice Company. Which
another great company.
She's always on our gifts, on our gift list for folks, and so it's for when you can fresh grind spices.
Wow. Well, Terrell, thank you so much for calling in and kicking off the calls on Maine Calling today. We'll go to Steve in South Portland. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Steve Ferguson. You guys have probably mentioned this, but I wanted your listeners to know about going to the Maine Made site, which is part of the Department of Economic and Community Development. It's run by Tammy Knight, and they have tons of products on there that are, you know, made in Maine that people might be interested in. And then also Maine Outdoor Brands, which is a group of makers that, you know, make items and gear and products for serving kind of the recreation industry, you know, skis and snowboards and surfboards and things like that. So.
And you're a small business owner yourself, right?
Yeah. So, and I'm actually at my shop in South Portland. I'm co-owner of Brant & Cochran, and we make axes here in South Portland. So
we featured his log carrier in our Maine Homes gift guide.
Oh yeah, right.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, so we have axes. If anybody wants to go on our website, we're also selling them at Portland Trading Company. They're down at Kittery Trading Post. They're at a tree farm in Cape Elizabeth. We'll be at Stomping Grounds on December 7th, which is at Allagash Brewery, and be selling our stuff there. That's another great show for people to go to get Maine-made products for Christmas.
Great, Steve. Thank you so much for calling in. And I invite you and everybody who calls in to also post something in the comment section of today's Maine Calling Facebook post. That'll make it easier for Jonathan Smith, our executive producer, as he collates the Made in Maine gift guide list. Well, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, more of your ideas. We'll be right back.
Listener support brings us Maine Calling with help from the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org. By MEMIC, with a mission to improve workforce safety and injury management and a goal of sending millions back to the Maine economy. And Toad & Co. Sustainable apparel and curated goods for the adventure that is life. Committed to living well and doing good in downtown Freeport, Maine.
On the next Fresh Air, Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch, founders of the private research company Fusion GPS. During the 2016 campaign, they raised some of the early warnings about ties between Trump and Russia. They worked with former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele, who wrote the Steele dossier. Simpson and Fritsch have a new book. Join us.
coming up tonight at 7 o'clock here on Maine Public Radio. The public is invited to attend any open meeting of Maine Public's Governing Board and Advisory Committee meetings. For more information regarding specific dates, times, and locations of the Maine Public's open meetings, visit our website, mainepublic.org, or call Audience Services at 1-800-884-1717.
Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and today on the program, the 8th Annual Made in Maine Maine Calling Gift Guide. My guest today, Mary Poles, who is editor of Maine Women's Magazine, Mary Alice Scott, executive director of Portland Buy Local, and Sarah Stebbins, editor of Maine Homes by Down East. We invite you to join the conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post with us on our Facebook page. On the line with us now, Maddie Purcell, who is the founder of Feud Kitchen and the producer of the Experience Maine Gift Guide, which highlights the variety of giftable experiences here in Maine. Maddie, thanks for calling in, and tell us about the mission of the Experience Maine Gift Guide.
Thanks so much. So our goal really is to help Mainers and those who love them find the perfect Maine experience for everyone on their list. And there's, you know, the Made in Maine movement took off a little while before the experiential movement did. And so there's some really great ones out there that we're so excited to be able to promote.
Give us some ideas and why you think they're such great ideas for holiday gift giving.
Sure. So there's honestly a gift for everyone in this guide and in the state of Maine. And we've seen the data shows that experiential gifts create more happiness for both the recipient and the giver. And then experiences and spending on them is one of the biggest trends across the country. So here in Maine, there's so many great options, but a couple of my favorites right off the bat, there's the Oyster Farm tasting tour with Nonsuch oysters. They'll take you out, let you do a little bit of harvesting and taste them like right out of the water. For people who are looking to hold the cold at bay over the winter, there's the Little Red Sauna, which is a mobile wood-fired sauna rental experience that will come to you.
Oh my God.
If you have the place for the ice dip, then the sauna comes to you. And then if you're on the other side of it and you're looking to stay cold, there's whole body cryotherapy sessions, which you can gift. Maine Cryo Spa in Falmouth, they take the temperature down to negative 170 degrees, and they say there's a whole host of health benefits and decreased fatigue, increased circulation, all kinds of fun things besides just saying you've done it, you know?
I'll take the sauna. Maddie, thanks so much for giving us a call. That's Maddie Purcell. She's the founder of Feud Kitchen and the producer of the Experience Maine Gift Guide. And we'll have information about the Experience Maine Gift Guide on our Facebook page and webpage as well. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go to Bill, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Bill. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm in Portland and wanted to let people know that my wife just started a business. She makes reusable panty liners. It's called Twist Organic, and you can find it by going to twistorganic.com. It's also on Etsy, and they're for sale at GoGo Refill in South Portland. And they are handmade by my wife with 100% organic cotton, and they are a great solution to the throwaway aspect of feminine hygiene products.
Well, Bill, thank you for calling in and telling us about that company, Twist Organic. Maddie, you wanted to go back and talk about the experiences, the Experience Maine Gift Guide.
Oh, yeah. I just was going to say, so one of my favorite, I actually think I talked about this last year and then someone gave it to me as a gift. So I'm just putting it out there in case anyone wants to do that again.
I'm trying that kind of
The Float Harder in Portland is another amazing experience where you go into a sensory deprivation tank for 90 minutes and you are put into water that has 1,000 pounds of salt like melted into it. You float. It's like being in the Dead Sea. And so you are completely floating. It's the same temperature as you, the water's the same temperature as your body. And then you're like in a little tank. You can turn lights on, the little mood lighting. You can have music. And then you just calm down for 90 minutes, and it's great. So that's Float Harder on Washington
Avenue. So you've done that.
Oh, yes.
Want to do it again. Okay. Because mm-hmm. I've been
recommend.
Thinking about it.
I recommend.
It sounds really good.
It is great. And I have a mind that is constantly going, and it is a really great forced quiet time. It's great.
An email from Kate. There may be some folks like me who, while we appreciate all these amazing items, are at a point where we want and need less stuff. So I'll be giving the gift of birds with a gift membership to Maine Audubon. Please share. The birds of Maine need us. So another great idea to give a gift membership to somebody.
Yeah. Last year I did a story about people who were trying to buy nothing for a year. Totally in contrast to the gift guide. But I think, you know, this kind of Maine Audubon definitely needs our support for sure. And, you know, I feel like you can also, this isn't on our gift guide, but speaking of experiences, I love the idea. One of the best gifts I've gotten in recent years was for my birthday. It was a pattern for a sweater and the wool and the needles from Knitwit, all beautifully packaged up. And, you know, it was just like, it got me going. It stayed with me. It was the gift I kept thinking about. So
I'll say this because perhaps none of you will, but another great option if you don't want to purchase something is to give folks like that person a membership is to buy a subscription to a local magazine or your local radio or your local newspaper. It's really important to be supporting local media, especially as the media consolidation is getting stronger and stronger. It's local media is one of the most important things that keeps communities alive. So highly recommend gifting the subscription to local media services.
Hey, thanks. So, yeah, we're all going to now run over and embrace you, and there'll be a momentary pause. Thank you so much for saying that.
We'll go to Frances calling from Westbrook. Hi, Frances. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the North Spore Mushroom Company, and I discovered these folks at the Common Ground Fair, and I've just been so impressed with their products. And last year, I just went online and got my nephew a Fruit at Home kit, which he absolutely adored, and I got my brother-in-law these shiitake plug-in spawn things, and I got my sister-in-law tinctures, and so just really fantastic. And they're right in my backyard. They have a facility in Westbrook. And I just really appreciate this company.
Thanks so much, Frances. We've had the folks from North Spore on Maine Calling for a show on mushrooms. And Mary, I suspect you know them as well.
I do. I wrote about them a few years ago for Source. And also, they're often at my farmer's market in Brunswick selling the kits. And I think they're really cool. And if you, this is an item on our list. Did you know that you can buy pepper mills and salt mills that are made in Maine, specifically in New Vineyard? You probably all know that. But it's Fletcher's Mill, and they're on our gift guide, too. So
all right.
You can pepper up those mushrooms.
Yum. Thanks, Frances. We'll go to Christine calling from Litchfield. Hi, Christine. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What are you buying this season?
Well, I'm buying a lot of different things, but I'm here to promote our Brunswick Winter Market. I'm Christine, and I'm the owner of Griffin Ridge Spice Merchants, and I'm part of the Saturday Fort Andros Brunswick Winter's Market. And a lot of the people that you've been talking to, Tandem Glass, North Spore, all those folks are part of our market.
Well, thank you, Christine, and I've been there. Your market is so fun because it's really an event. Mary,
it's crazy, and honestly, Christine, not only have I given Griffin Ridge spices, but I also have been known to mail a loaf of Sioux Bakery's bread to relatives in Pennsylvania. I'm not kidding, for Christmas, and that part of their package because it keeps.
Yeah, because I mean, our market is really great because we're not just all farmers, which our farmers are our base, but we have such value added as wood carvers, glass blowers, seamstresses, pottery makers, jewelry makers. And along with that, when we have vendors out now, we have got a pattern of being able to have sub-vendors, which are even bringing in more items for people to buy for the holiday season.
Christine, thanks so much for calling in. A tweet from Nissa. For the pet lovers in the greater Portland area, Magic of Paws is offering a buy one, get some deal this weekend on gift certificates for our pet care, dog walking, and dog training services. We are also selling training pouches this year. So thank you, Nissa, for tweeting that. And for you and for others, I would recommend you also post that on the Facebook page. Go ahead, Mary Alice.
I'm so excited I have the opportunity to share this gift. I was worried I wouldn't have a chance, but of course, pets, it's so popular. So I love this. I don't have a dog yet, but coming soon. But so on our gift guide is this item. It's called the Do Loop, and it's a made in Maine plastic device. The plastic is biodegradable, non-toxic, and it comes in non-toxic packaging. And it's manufactured in Maine, which I just think is amazing. But the purpose of it is that you attach it to your leash, and then after you have picked up the dog's do on the walk and put it in the bag, you no longer have to carry it in your hand. You attach it to this do loop, and then that does the work for you, so you don't have to be carrying this smelly bag in your hand the whole time, which I love.
That sounds like a great stocking stuffer.
It's great. Yeah, it's $9.
I was just
so
carrying
good.
A bag myself.
Yeah.
you know, and while we're talking about companions, I have an interesting one item on my list, Dog Not Gone, which is a Skowhegan company that makes these gaiters that make me think of Brian Kevin because he wrote that story in Down East about ticks and right. his fear of them. So it's like a gaitery thing that has some insecticide in it, oh. and you slip them on. I mean, they look a little, you know.
I saw those. I thought that to myself, they call them gaiters, but what they really look like is leg warmers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And they should maybe
but
make
them
pink.
But they have permethrin so that yes. if you want to go on a walk and you are wearing shorts or something, you can slide them on. Yeah. That's thank smart. You.
I didn't realize that was a local company.
Yeah.
Because they also make Blaze Orange stuff for dogs, which I thought
yeah,
the
that's
name
right.
Dog Not Gone was a little bit.
I know it's, oh my God. Oh. I was wondering how that fit in with ticks.
Took
now
a dark
I understand
turn.
More.
I just bought some other stuff for my dog.
We have an email from Brian. I wanted to recommend the Oh Yeah Comfy Beach Chair from the Maine Casual as a great gift. Seen in the current Down East Holiday Gift Guide, Brazilian hardwood, stainless hardware, and bungee support system. Ships anywhere. Okay, Brian. And an email from Gian, Waterfall Arts, the community art center in Belfast, has our annual curated handmade annual arts and crafts extravaganza in the Clifford Gallery, highlighting the work of local Maine artists, 256 High Street in Belfast. It's open December 6th through December 22nd. A great place to buy unique holiday gifts. So thank you for that. Again, with everybody, please also put something on Facebook if you have access to that or send us an email just to make sure everything is out there. We've got Jonah in Durham. Hi, Jonah. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. And I'm calling from Celebration Tree Farm and Wellness Center in Durham. And we're one of Maine's only organic Christmas tree farms. And we have trees for any celebration. And this year we are launching a new product, which is our tabletop trees. They're on organic birch tree bases. Or also we have a Maine craft beer tabletop tree. And we're going to be delivering those to people's homes and offices in the greater Portland area in Brunswick and Lewis and Auburn. And when we deliver, we sing a carol. So just wanted to share that with folks. And we're also doing a celebration market this coming weekend in our 1800s barn. And we have a whole lot of great local crafters that are going to be on Saturday at our barn in Durham and from 10 to 3. So I wanted to share those as potential gifts for folks as well.
Great. And Jonah, thank you so much. Please post something on Facebook and also Maine Public's community calendar if you're organizing an event. And I ought to have said that as well to the lady who called from Belfast. So if you are organizing an event around the holiday season, don't forget the Maine Public community calendar, which is seen by thousands and thousands of people. Cynthia says, I would like to recommend Hobbit Holes by a local Maine company called Wooden Wonders. They make the best, most original, and well-made small structures that can be used as a playhouse, chicken house, retreat, camp, or whatever one can imagine. They can be seen at wooden.wonders.com. Again, www.wooden-wonders.com, located in Thorndike. We'll go to Joe in Edgecombe. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Well, I wanted to first of all say that Wiscasset has been having a lot of work done, and the street is finished and looks beautiful, and all the shops there, like Treats and Rock Paper Scissors and In the Clover, would really appreciate people walking around. And I am running Peapod Jewelry, which is my mother's business originally, and we're right over the bridge, and we make a lot of personalizable jewelry that's main themed, and you can usually personalize it while you're in store, or if you go on our website, you can even personalize it on there. So.
My sister has your stuff. She loves
it. Oh, thank you. We have so many really amazing customers that come in, and it's so special to them because they can put all their kids in their jewelry, and that really means a lot to people. So.
Joe, thank you so much for calling. We are going to take another quick break. When we come back, more Made in Maine, Maine Calling Holiday Gift Guide. We'll be right back.
Listener support brings us Maine Calling with help from Cape Air, now offering 4 daily round-trip flights between Portland and Boston. Reservations at capeair.com. By Evergreen Home Performance, dedicated to helping homeowners qualify for Efficiency Maine energy audit and insulation rebates. More at evergreenyourhome.com. And Community Concepts, inviting you to help foster individuals and families to thrive with a donation today at ccimaine.org.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, Jerry Brown. In 1975, Brown became the youngest governor in modern American times. 3 decades later, he returned as the oldest. That second term was particularly challenging, punctuated by rampant wildfires and a statewide financial disaster. We'll hear from Brown and his biographer, Miriam Powell. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures on this public radio station.
Coming up shortly after Maine Calling at 2 o'clock here on Maine Public Radio.
A visit to the ER can get pricey, even for something pretty simple. Take, for example, this age-old problem. A kid sticks a toy up her nose.
I get one little pink shoe out and I put it on the counter.
The other one was stuck in my nose and my mom couldn't get it out.
And the bill?
I thought it was simply an error.
I'm Elsa Chang. We take a look at the case this afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us between 4 and 6:30 on Maine Public Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks. You're listening to Maine Calling. Today on the program, our 8th annual Made in Maine gift guide. My guests are Mary Alice Scott with Portland Buy Local, Sarah Stebbins with Down East, and Mary Poles with Maine Women Magazine. Join our conversation at 1-800-399-3566. Again, 1-800-399-3566. A tweet from Caitlin. This is a question. My nephews are 9 and 11 and seem to be interested only in Minecraft. Advice on gifts to get them that they would like that would not increase screen time. Mary, I'm looking at you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I might actually have one.
Like on
oh, you might have one,
right,
Mary
now.
Ellis?
Yeah, there's actually, so America's Test Kitchen is like a company that does food. And you can actually, and like perfecting recipes, and they did a recipe book for kids. And so I think that's a great opportunity to kind of pull kids away, give them maybe a couple tasks in the kitchen. 9 and 11, they're like more than capable. So pull them into the kitchen with you, see if you can get them interested. And if you're, a lot of times when kids are helping out to make things in the kitchen, they'll also get more interested in actually eating what you're making. And so there, get that from any number of local independent bookshops, but print has that in Portland.
I'm just, you know, books. I'm sort of, I'm caught. I have a teenager. It's like, you know.
You don't remember 9 and 11?
Well,
I actually don't either.
I was just thinking, is that Jonathan secretly calling in? Because I know his kids are real Minecraft fans. But yeah, I'll be buying AirPods, I believe.
Not made in Maine.
Not made in Maine remotely.
Allison from New York, but Summers in Maine is calling in. Hi, Allison. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Yes, thank you for having me. I wanted to encourage everyone to support Nervous Nellie's Jams and Jellies out of Deer Isle, Maine. They have the most delicious small batch jams and jellies. And in addition to that, the other part that makes the endeavor interesting is Peter Beeritz is a sculptor, and he sells all of his sculpture, and there's a giant sculpture garden in through the woods on the property, and he also sells children's comics telling the story. So it's a fabulous place. The jams and jellies are totally craveable, and I know that they take orders via NervousNellies.com.
Well, and what a fun name and easy to remember, Nervous Nellie's, yeah. Jams and Jellies.
My family goes there every summer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And while you're talking in jams and jellies, we do Northwood's Gourmet Girl is on our gift guide list, and then in Brunswick there's Turtle Rock Farm. Mm. Jenna's making just beautiful things that I send to people every year. So there's a lot of good jams and jellies out there.
Thanks, Allison. Let's see some more suggestions from Barb and Hollowell. Hi, Barb. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much. Every year, the potters in the Augusta, Gardner, Hollowell area put together a holiday pottery shop. This is our 13th year for doing it, a pop-up shop. So downtown Hollowell, pottery, some woven goods, some jewelry, some handbags, all things made in the area around Augusta, Hollowell, Farmingdale, in this area. And we're open day after Thanksgiving until Christmas, so come on in.
Well, Barb, thanks for calling. And you know what I'm going to say? Make sure it's on the Facebook page and make sure it's on the Maine Public Community Calendar. And thank you for letting us know about that. So many fun craft fairs and events around the state of Maine. It's hard to keep track sometimes, but there's bound to be one near you, wherever you're listening from. And speaking of where you're listening from, here's Farmington and Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I am a member of a art and fine craft co-op in Farmington called Vera's Iron and Vine. And we represent over 20 local craftsmen and artists, ranging from everything, jewelry, knitwear, scarves, woodwork, turned wood, you name it. We kind of have something for everybody there. And we're located in Front Street in Farmington. And I just wanted to invite everybody to come by if you're in the area.
Well, Jessica, thanks for your call.
I have there that prompted in my mind two things. One is the Maine Crafts Association is another amazing organization that has two shops, I think, in the state, one in Gardner and one in Portland. And they sell everything from handmade jewelry to hand-carved stools that are ergonomically suited so that it's comfortable for your back. I mean, they have everything that is made in the state. It's really amazing stuff. And then the other thing kind of along that maker's idea is that one of my favorite kind of unique independent things in Portland is Caravan Beads. They actually sell stuff online, so if you're not in Portland, it's not a problem. But they do workshops every weekend, and they'll be doing some throughout December, including making ornaments. And so you can make beaded ornaments. And if you don't know how, that's the point of the workshop. They'll kind of teach you and go through. And they're really beautiful and unique. And then you can also get pre-made jewelry kits that they can help you. So you can make your own crafter and have hyper-local stuff made in your own house.
Yeah, it's another kind of experience, too. Mm-hmm. I like totally. That idea.
Jessica, thanks so much for your call. Lisa sends in an email. I recommend that people check out the gallery at Spindleworks on Lincoln Street in Brunswick. Spindleworks is an artist studio for adults with intellectual disabilities who have been creating beautiful fiber arts, weaving, embroidery, art quilts, ceramics, and paintings for more than 30 years.
The art department in Portland does that too. I used to work there, and they make T-shirts and cards. And I have some of my very favorite. There's like a card that says "Orange doing sit-ups," and it's just an orange that's trying to roll and do sit-ups, and it's like the cutest. It's my favorite. So.
I have an enormous painting from Spindleworks that I gave to my son for Christmas. It's like a hawk of some sort. You know, he was at that phase of 10-year-old boy loving a hawk. So I love Spindleworks, and that reminds me to go back. Thank you for that.
Yeah, great.
Christine says Maine Fiber Arts at 13 Main Street Topsom shows beautiful work by Maine artists and craftspeople all year. Now through December 28th, we have hooked rugs, improvisational quilts, and outstanding gifts. Open house Saturday, December 7th from 10 to 3:30. That's Maine Fiber Arts in Topsom. And hi, Christine, a former guest on Maine Calling. We'll go to Brian calling from Sebago.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I wanted to tell you about Repose Fire Logs again. They're stainless steel mesh baskets that you fill with wood pellets and use for campfires or in your wood stove. And I also make wood stove baskets that you fill with wood pellets.
Well, thanks for calling back, Brian. And, you know, it struck me that this is perhaps for some people the gift for the guy who's hard to buy for, the outdoors guy.
Yes, it's a gift and an experience.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling, and that's Repose Wood Pellet Logs. Let's see. We'll go to Maggie calling from Topsom. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there. Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. So I'm Maggie from Maggie Beaucourt Jewelry, and I actually was one of your guests last year with Alex Speed. And I'm calling. I actually just listened that you guys were talking about the Main Center for Crafts, so I wanted to definitely give a shout out. But one of the other great resources is I'm a member also of the Maine Craft Guild and also the Made in Maine. Made in Maine has a fabulous website, so does in the Guild and the Center for Maine Craft. And one of the other things that the Center for Maine Craft does is they have a monthly newsletter that goes out. That I know that Tandem got on today and was talking about their upcoming event, and it's a great resource for people to go to. So not only are they getting to see this incredible craft in these locations, but they also can see what's happening all through the year and during the holidays. So I thought it would be nice to check in on that.
Well, hi, Maggie. Thanks for calling in. Pamela on Facebook writes, I absolutely love the seaweed teas from Cup of Sea in Portland. Great gifts to many, as many have never tried seaweed tea. Have any of you tried seaweed tea?
Oh, yes. And I have to just say this fact. It's like my favorite thing. So we should all be eating more seaweed. I'm like a little late to the game. Mary, you probably already know everything about
it. I've been sprinkling it on pizza and such. Yeah.
But if we feed cows seaweed, it reduces their methane output. So it's like fighting climate change to feed cows seaweed. So we should all just be promoting the seaweed industry. And Heritage Seaweed on India Street in Portland makes the Cup of Sea tea. They are amazing. They also sell like every kind of seaweed product that is made in the state, including like a face scrub and a bath soak that are just really decadent.
Johanna writes in an email, just putting out word about our holiday gift boxes, certified organic grains and flowers grown in Maine, milled on a stone mill in Unity, Maine. Choose from heritage wheat, heritage cornmeal, or the breakfast box of pancake mix and rolled oats. Songbirdorganicfarm.com/store. The pop-up store will go live the day after Thanksgiving, so it must be a pop-up online store, songbirdorganicfarm.com. Okay,
I love those guys. And there's also Maine Grains in Skowhegan making beautiful flowers and cornmeal, but I love Songbird.
We'll go to James, who's calling from New Vineyard. Hi, James. Go ahead.
Hi. Great show. My business is called Zen Stoneworks, and I'm in the River Roads Gallery in Skowhegan, 75 Water Street.
James, Skowhegan. You're a little muffled. Did you say the Maine Stoneworks?
No, Zen Stoneworks.
Okay.
And I'm in the River Roads Gallery in Skowhegan with 30 other artists and craftspeople.
Wow, River Roads Gallery. Thank you. So anyone in that area or within an hour of that area, listen up. Thank you. We will go to Bert, calling from Scarborough. Hi, Bert. Go ahead.
Hi there. I wanted to encourage anyone who's interested in taking up worm composting to get in touch with wormania.com. We've got composting worms and bins, and you can start composting now indoors and have some great organic and rich nutrient-dense soil ready for planting in the springtime.
Wormania.com?
That's right.
Does it have two M's, or is Worm Mania share an M?
Thanks for asking. Two M's.
I think there are probably a lot of people out there saying, oh, yeah, that is what I'm getting. Fill in the blank.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
A
this
worm
is Maine.
Composting kit. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go. Oh, hi. Chris Van Dusen's calling in from Camden. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Sarah. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just thought I'd suggest a book written by a Maine author illustrator, and I wanted to just alert people about an event we have coming up at Longfellow Books on Saturday, December 7th. It's going to be in the morning. It's an event they have every year called Bring Your Child to a Bookstore Day, and I'm going to be there signing books along with Scott Nash, and Ryan Higgins is going to be there as well. And it's going to take place in the morning from 8:30 in the morning to 12 noon. So I just thought I'd let people know about that. It's a great event. All kids that attend get either a book for under $10 free or $10 off a book of their choice. So it's a great event.
Wow, Chris, thanks for calling in and letting us know about that. December 7th at Longfellow Square Books. Mm-hmm. Sarah?
And Chris didn't mention he has a new book called If I Built a School. That's really amazing.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sure they'll have that there too. So.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris Van Dusen, for calling in, a children's book author. Let's see here. We'll go to Tammy, who's calling from the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor. Hi, Tammy. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much. I heard someone talk about memberships earlier, and I just wanted to remind people that they could give a gift membership to their favorite museum. Here at the Wendell Gilley Museum, we're dedicated to a local bird carver named Wendell Gilley, but there are many other fabulous museums across the state. Also, visit your local museum gift shop for your holiday shopping.
Thanks for calling, Tammy. Yep, Mary Alice says good advice. Let's see, we'll go to Kirsty on Facebook. She writes, Markings Gallery in Bath, Maine is a fabulous one-stop gift-buying venue. This fine craft art gallery represents 60 Maine artists with sculpture, fiber arts, jewelry, pottery, woodworks, and much more. They are open 7 days a week through December. We'll go right down the street to Georgetown and Philip. Hi, Philip. Go ahead.
Hey there. I just wanted to mention my brother and sister-in-law have a wonderful little Maine-based business called DocSmithShop.com, where they make driftwood iPhone charging stations. So we live in this world of technology, but as good Mainers, we've found a way to integrate it with nature. So it's a great gift for the holidays.
Great. Well, Philip, thank you so much for calling in. And Philip's going to be the last call for the hour. Don't despair if you weren't able to get through. You can post on the Maine Calling Facebook page today, post under the comments, or send an email to our executive producer, Jonathan Smith, at talk@mainepublic.org. Excuse me. talk@mainepublic.org to get on the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide, and that will be out in about a week online. It takes a while to compile, as you all know. You're all nodding. And thank you so much to our guest today, Mary Alice Scott, the executive director of Portland by Local, Sarah Stebbins, the editor of Maine Homes by Down East, and Mary Poles, the editor of Maine Women Magazine. Sandra Harris ran the board today, and you can find all sorts of resources at mainecalling.org. Today's show will be broadcast again tonight at 8. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.